Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and we are back at it. We are here once again, rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time.
Ooh,
and easy,
baby, all of it.
And convenient to listen to podcast form, because this is the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast.
Yeah, it is. That's what we call our show.
It's a good name. It's a good name. It's a working title.
It's, I mean, if it's anything, it's two on the nose.
Yeah? I don't know.
I mean, that's, I guess the biggest problem with it is that it includes the name of our biggest competitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be like if Burger King called themselves Worst McDonald's.
Okay, quick brainstorm alternative names we could have used. I've got a really good one. What would you rather, what would be better than the on the nose Improvised Wikipedia?
John and Glenn.
That's good.
Good times.
I got a good one though. You ready?
The Improvised Internet Encyclopedia. But
that's
so instead
good.
Of
I
N. Okay. So three I's.
That might be better than what I got.
What's yours?
Citation needed.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's
where,
good.
Where was that several years ago when we needed it?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
When Wikipedia figures out that we're doing this and fires off a cease and desist, we know we've got two to choose from.
But I'm pretty sure if they do that, we just have to mail them, what, like $2?
Yeah, I think we can just write back, no, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
How about you stop? That's what I'll write back.
That's good.
Be like, stop using our name, and I'll just write back, no, you stop.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, fuck, he got us.
How did he
man. Legal mastermind, Glenn Tickle.
They'll be like, oh, man, let's look up sick burns on our own website. Because we got to amend that page to include
that
one.
I'm no big city lawyer, but.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Hey, bud.
It's a real scopes trial.
We had to take a little break there. We lost a streak, and it's completely my house's fault because of some bad plumbing.
Well, it is. It's your house's fault.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
It's also my fault because I remember how we had literally dozens of episodes.
Yeah.
And then we switched to Anchor and I was like, oh, I'll just upload them as classic episodes.
Right,
and then
right.
I forgot that that was the thing I was doing.
Yeah.
And we still have like literally dozens that I've not put back up on the internet.
Right.
Anywhere. I could have just done that.
Oh, yeah. That would have been.
Could have done that on Friday. I realized that I think yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, there's no point in doing it now.
No, not now. Huh.
They're all just sitting on a drive at my house still.
Well, I mean, failure is on brand for us, so I guess it kind of
fits
in.
Look, sometimes we don't rewrite Wikipedia for a week or several months.
Sometimes Wikipedia rewrites us.
Ooh, it's deep.
The
Citation. Going Deep with David Reese. That's the name of the show.
That you were talking about before
that
we
was talking about
recording.
20 minutes before
we
recorded.
Yeah, that doesn't have any,
that none of these people,
Hey,
it's a good show.
Nice segue.
It made me think of it, and I remembered, and I wanted to tell you.
Hey, speaking of good shows, we had a good showing in terms of our intrepid duty cyclers giving us suggestions for what we should talk
about.
Got
all
this
that
week.
Good doo-doo.
Yeah. So I'm staring at a post I made on my profile on the Facebook.
Yeah.
And I got 17 suggestions.
Ooh, hot dang.
Yeah, only one of them's like a stupid bit. Friend of the show. Jay Brown suggested time travel, which he fucking knows we did.
I know we complain about, but we talked about this a little bit before we started. We complain about people doing bits because it's not helpful, and usually the bits are bad.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is a solid bit.
Suggesting time travel as a topic the week after we did,
it's pretty solid.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it is above average nonsense, I will say.
I did an open mic with Jason last night for the first time in probably 2 years since I've done jokes with that boy, so I'm a little sweet on him right now, but that's a pretty good joke.
It's a pretty good joke.
Don't take inspiration from him, dear listener, and try to do good funny bits.
If you're gonna choose a member of the Brown family to emulate, choose Aaliyah.
If you're coming for the king, you best not miss.
Oh, boy. All right, so I need from you a number between 1 and 17, friend.
Man. Hot dang. What about 14?
14, three from the bottom, 1, 2, three. Oh, boy. Okay. So, friend of the show, Dan Ford. I mean, this is kind of on brand for his suggestions, I think.
I think he's made the big time before.
Yeah,
we've done a couple Dan Ford.
He has
suggestions. I think one.
One, maybe
possibly
two.
Several. I don't remember things good, and most of our catalog's not on the internet right now, so you don't know. You can't go back and check, listener.
Just like Wikipedia, if you haven't been on the page before, you can't actually
Correct.
Look at the page.
You gotta need that citation.
Okay, so Dan Ford wants to know about something called Wave Race 64.
Ooh, baby, let's talk about jet skis, because that's what we're working with.
Oh, yeah? Are you not watching Disney Plus's Marvel Loki, are you?
I am.
Oh, okay. So
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
But there's not a lot of new shows on.
I don't understand why don't you like it?
Because Loki is a mass murderer. Uh-huh. I don't like that he's a fun little scamp now.
Yeah? Okay.
Just because the internet decided they're horny for him.
Yeah, I am.
Like, great. Everyone wants to
sure.
get with Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah,
nothing
he's great.
Against him.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston, as far as I know, not a mass murderer.
Yeah.
The character, like, it's like, what if... It's the real reason that the Star Wars prequels are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone has a lot of reasons, and they're valid, but mm-hmm. the main thing is, like, what if Darth Vader was a cute little boy? That's mm-hmm. why they're bad,
mm-hmm.
because mm-hmm. he's bad. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see cute little boy him.
Right. Okay.
I don't want to see fun little scamp Loki.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep watching it because what else is on?
Yeah.
I'm watching Physical on Apple Plus. That's how little TV there is.
Oh, wow. That's not great.
Yeah. What's the Netflix wrestling show? Glow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What if Glow was very depressing?
Yeah, no, thank you.
What if it made you sad every time you watch it?
So it was just Marc Maron.
No, it's. So the main character is Rose Byrne.
Mm-hmm. She's a goddamn treasure.
Great. Wonderful in so many things. Mm-hmm. It's not that she's not good in this. It's that it is not good.
Got it.
She's like a bored housewife
right.
in the 80s.
Right. It's like Jeff Goldblum in Buckaroo Banzai. It's not his fault that movie's trash.
It's not nice of you to say. I saw that in 35mm last week. And I've seen a lot of movies in a lot of formats. Mm-hmm. And I've never cared. Like, I saw Jaws a couple weeks ago
mm-hmm.
in a theater on 35 for probably, I think, the first time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Seen Jaws probably about as much as I've seen Buckaroo Banzai, but like Jaws had a huge lead
because mm-hmm.
Buckaroo Banzai I only started watching within the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jaws, I think I rented from Blockbuster when I was like 8 or whatever.
Sure.
Seen it a lot of times. Saw it on 35. Nothing mm-hmm. stood out. I was like, this looks great. This is so much better. Buckaroo Banzai did. It really looked incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Great job, Colonial Theater in whatever town in Pennsylvania you are where they filmed The Blob.
I don't know. I should.
They're showing Clue in 2 weeks.
Oh, Clue's great. We are very all over the map tonight.
All over.
We are talking about.
We take a week off and we don't know what we're doing.
Talking about everything except for Wave Race 64.
Genuinely did not even remember.
Yeah, well, we went down this really rabbit hole.
Your
really incredibly bad take on Loki. But like, anyways, jet skis are in the ether right now with
Owen Wilson
character on that show.
I'm going to spoil a thing in Loki.
Okay. I'm all caught up.
I know. I am. And I don't know if listeners are or if they care.
Well,
I mean, you
could just jump ahead 5 minutes in the episode if you're not.
Yeah, it's not going to. Just give it a minute if you really don't want to hear this. Or pause it and go watch the show, you dumb baby. Like, I hate.
Yes,
you picked this over listening to Loki, watching. I don't uh-huh. care. So, Owen Wilson gets killed,
mm-hmm.
but
maybe
he might not be because he might be in a multiverse with a bunch of other Owen Wilsons, which is a show I would rather watch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I would rather watch 8 Owen Wilsons having an adventure than 2 Lokis maybe kissing.
Yeah, see, you're just wrong here, but that's okay. People are different,
but. If this is the end of Owen Wilson's character on that show, and we do not get to see him on a jet ski,
mm-hmm.
Marvel can eat turds for the rest of time.
Yeah.
It's a real
interesting to me.
Jet ski.
It's very interesting to me that you are slandering Marvel for pandering to fans on the internet who just want Tom Hiddleston to be a scamp. But at the same time, you're like, if you don't give me my Owen Wilson on a jet ski, I'm going to make you eat turds. It's the same thing, you hypocritical piece of garbage.
Well, like, Winter Soldier, right, is a bad guy. Yeah. Killed a lot of people.
Sure.
Has an actual redemption arc in the movies.
Yep.
And the whole, like, Falcon Winter Soldier is basically, my name is Earl. Like, he's got a little list of everybody that he wronged. And he's trying to make up for. Like, great. Good for him. I want him to succeed.
Okay.
Loki is just, he killed a bunch of people, and then everyone's like, yeah, but I kind of want to fuck him, though. And then Marvel's like, nah, he's kind of fun now. Like, that was it. That was his redemption arc.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he's sad because he's an orphan.
Oh, man, I might not have a wife after she listens to this episode.
Get out of here.
Oh, she loves Thor Loki so much. So anyways, jet skis.
I'm not married to your wife. That's fine.
No, that's all right. Well, I'll be crashing on your couch.
But if they don't bring Owen Wilson back and put him on a jet ski.
Your wonderful daughters, who this weird uncle is that now lives in your house. So Wave Race 64.
Wave Race 64 was a game for the Nintendo 64. You want to know how I know? Because why else would 64 be at the end of it?
Yeah, it was. That's probably the most annoying video game system in terms of, like, having every game was named after the system it was on. Mario 64.
I mean, Nintendo did it with Super Nintendo, too, right? We had, like, super bunch of different stuff. But
no, 64 was...
On the NES, you had Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
So, on the SNES, it should have been Super Super Mario Brothers.
Would have been great.
Would have been... That's... You done goofed it.
Yeah, I mean, he's already Mario Mario. Why wouldn't it be Super Super Mario Mario?
Yeah, that's... Nintendo, we have a pitch for you.
Oh, boy. Do you remember when Bowser was on the show? That's probably a lost episode that you'll never upload back to the internet.
We'll figure. Maybe we'll finally do like a Patreon, and then we'll let those people listen to the old ones.
Yeah, because if I've learned anything, it's inconsistency and scheduling is good for Patreons.
It breeds joy in the
fans. Fucking hell. So it was a racing game that involved jet skis?
You're on a jet ski. It's like... Mario Kart, but with jet skis.
It's kind of fun. But were they like fun characters on the jet skis or just jet skis?
I believe there were characters, but it wasn't like Mario. It was like
Blaine.
Doug. Blaine. Like just cool.
Tristan.
Cool dudes. Because it was whenever.
Joey.
Whatever year the 64 came out.
Like 97-ish, 96, somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think like 95, 96.
I never had
it. I graduated.
I didn't have a 64.
And definitely played Ocarina before I...
I had Super Nintendo, didn't do 64, and then PlayStation was my next. So, like, the N64 is it's a gap in my video game knowledge. So, I think I've played, like, GoldenEye.
Yeah, my friends had 64s. My little brother got one eventually, but I don't remember it, like...
Yeah. All I remember it was being just, like, genuinely pissed off as, like... a high school student about how stupid the three-pronged controller was.
Yeah, it's bad and ugly and uncomfortable to hold, and they should apologize.
Like, I don't understand, like, why, like, people are so, like, I mean, everyone's so nostalgic for it, but, like, that controller was trash.
Yeah, I think it's because you could, you could insert.
You think it's a butt stuff thing?
Yeah.
Is that where you're going with that?
I do.
Oh, boy.
I think that's it. I think that was a lot. It was a learning curve for a lot of people about what
really?
To go where.
Really? I would actually posit that the non-three-pronged controllers would be an easier foray into butt play.
I didn't really think this bit out before I dove right in. But, you could probably... Well, because you got options is what it is.
Mm.
You could cram a PlayStation controller in there, but is... You got two prongs. You have three, and one's got a little joystick on it.
I guess capitalism does lead to innovation after all.
So Wave Race 64 is a racing game where you race jet skis.
Sure.
With cool dudes named Blaine and Tristan.
And Joey.
And Joey and Doug. And
Doug is wiped out way too many times.
You got to think there's power-ups.
Mm-hmm.
There was a jet ski game for PlayStation that was a launch title.
Well, I remember Hydro Thunder, but that was boats.
I don't think that was it.
And that was like an arcade game, and that was mad fun.
Yeah, there was...
No, that was actually Sega Dreamcast that I played that on. My brother
had a
Dreamcast.
No, there was definitely
Dreamcast.
For the OG PlayStation had a jet ski game that we got when we got the PlayStation, and it was tremendous.
We
played so much of it. It's very good, and I don't remember. Wave Race 64, probably fine. It's probably also pretty good. I don't know that I ever played it.
No.
I can kind of picture the box.
Do you think Dan Ford suggested this because he's particularly nostalgic for this game, or do you think he suggested it because it's trash and he's making a joke?
He suggested it because he sort of remembers playing it the way I sort of remember the PlayStation one.
Okay.
Where I was like, yeah, that was pretty fun. We played that a lot. I mean, we had what was the first round of games we got? Parappa the Rappa.
Oh my God, I haven't thought about that in 20 plus years.
Yeah. I don't think we played a lot of Parappa.
That's because I don't think it was very good. The novelty of it wore off.
I know people who are really into it. But yeah, that type of game gave us stuff like Rock Band and Guitar Hero, which we all had fun with in college. Mm-hmm. It was a fun 6 months.
You know, it dawns on me now as I look at you sitting here in my dining room and just reflecting on before this, I went on your updated website. And in your bio, I was reminded that you are, in fact, a world-class Dr. Mario player. It's just true.
That's not.
If we had our shit together, we would have really concentrated on this episode because, here you are, an elite video game.
I did finish
athlete.
In the top 10 of the Dr. Mario World Series in 2019.
Yeah,
2020.
A lot of good it did for us right now. We could have really been leaning.
I'm not a world-class Wave Race 64.
Yeah, but you don't know that. You've never played it.
I might have, but I don't remember. I didn't have the 64 growing up. My friends did. They only ever wanted to play GoldenEye. Great. GoldenEye, tremendous game, a lot of fun. No odd job. But they would also want to play the first Smash Brothers, but because I didn't have a 64, they all got very good at it.
Yep.
My friend Dan Van Winkle is... to Smash Brothers, what I am to Dr. Mario. Like, he's out there. He's out there winning tournaments when he signs. He's very good.
I have the exact same Smash Brothers experience of literally, nope, I can't play it because I didn't have the 64, never had a chance to play it, and now everybody is just way too far along for me to even.
So we'd go
it's
to,
just not fun. You can't play with anybody.
We'd go to our friend's house after school in high school, and we would play 64 for a little bit, and then we'd play some D&D. And they're like, you want to play Smash Brothers? Like, sure. What are the buttons? I'm dead. I don't know.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I can't see myself on the screen. I don't know what any of the buttons do.
Right.
And you guys keep killing me.
Right. Stay in that headspace because, honestly, there's not a lot to Wave Race 64. And
it's a game where you race jet skis. And
it's fine.
Came
so
out in 1996. Who gives a shit?
Stay in that headspace. After school, you're in high school. You're going to your friend's house. You're playing 64, and then you're playing D&D.
Yeah.
What do you remember about your high school D&D campaign?
It was a lot of me not understanding the rules and arguing with my friend Dan Pietro, who had a firm grip on the rules and thought they were very important. Wouldn't it be better if who gives a shit what Thaco is? Can I just punch a goblin or whatever?
Yeah, that would be great.
And it was a lot of that.
So that's tragic. I'm very sorry. Do you remember... the quest you were on, though?
We built a boat. Which made my one friend upset because he kept saying that my character wouldn't know how to build a boat.
Uh-huh. But then you rolled some dice.
I rolled some dice.
Turns out you could build a boat.
Turns out I built a very good boat.
Yeah.
And he got very upset. I'm like, but you can come on the boat. We got to go. I forget why we needed a boat, but we needed one. And he was against it. It was clearly the only way we're getting to where we needed to go. And he just fought me every step of the way for some reason. And then he joined the Marines. And then I stopped talking to him shortly after that.
Motherfucker ended up on a
boat.
That's
not why.
He ended up on a boat anyways.
It was more coincidental. After the Marines, he came back. He came to my bachelor party. And we lost him at one point in Atlantic City.
He's probably on a boat.
and we're like, well, he just got back from being a Marine. He is probably fine on his own in Atlanta. He'll probably turn up. And then we just went back to the casino and had a nice evening.
Yeah.
And he showed up. He's not dead. He might be dead now. Ugh. I don't know. Again, haven't talked to the guy in a while.
Oh, boy.
But he survived my bachelor party.
That's good.
And my wedding. Was he at my wedding? Who knows? I think he just came. He just happened to be.
I remember every single person at my wedding. There were three of us.
I absolutely don't.
There were only three people.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You did it. Well, you also did it pretty recently.
Yeah, in the pandemic. Yeah, last year. I did it
100 years ago.
Yeah. You are very old. You are.
I've been married for 15 years.
Oh, my gosh. I've been with Allie that long.
I know. I mean, I didn't, but.
Yeah, you don't care about me that much. You're like, yeah, whatever.
A long time?
Yeah. I intentionally have you sitting on that side of the table so you can't look at any family. You can't Kaiser Sose your way through pretending to be my friend.
Just going
to
read. Oh, yeah. I remember when the Angosturas showed up at your wedding. Right. And they were there with Dr. McGillicuddy.
Mm, you're just
and Beast from the. I'm just reading liquor bottles.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Do you know why the Angostura label is like that? By the way.
Yeah, they messed up. Okay, yeah. So it's the bitters. It's the classic bitters, and the best bitters are in the bottle that has the label that's too big. It's two. I believe the story is there's two brothers. One of them was in charge of like bottling, and the other did like the design of the label.
Yeah.
And they didn't talk to each other about how big the bottle was. So the label, they printed up all these fucking labels. They had all these bottles. They were in too deep money wise. So they slapped these oversized labels on it and they took it to like a competition for bitters. And one of the judges was like, yo, keep the label that way. Everybody will remember your product. And they did. And turns out they were right. And they have outlasted every other brand of bitters.
Yeah.
Why do I fucking know that?
I don't know, but that's exactly right.
Why do I fucking know that? Did we talk about that on the show?
I don't know. I don't know why I know it either. I just do.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
That was wild.
I made bitters.
That sounds like some bullshit you'd do.
Yeah. It was.
You probably made a post on Facebook and like, did you know that you could just make bitters and they can't stop you?
How dare you? How dare you insult my food post convention?
Oh, my God.
To post. When I put food pics up on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
I put what it is, and then I said you can make it and that it's not illegal or anything, and that no one's going to come and get you if you make tofu for lunch.
Yeah, it's true.
Because it's fun. And go F yourself.
All right.
For not liking it more.
Well, I mean, for those duty cyclists that are still listening and still with us.
Oh, boy. All them big Wave Race 64 heads.
Yeah,
what's up?
Yeah,
where are my Wave Racers at, baby?
So let's
riding them jet skis.
Let's rapid fire some Wave Race 64 facts before we toss it to break and kind of see how we did.
It was the launch title, probably. No, it wasn't.
Do you think a particular video game house produced it?
That's what I'm thinking. It's probably some third-party bullshit. Which Nintendo doesn't do well with.
You think EA? EA Sports?
Get in the game.
Get in the game.
Man, do you remember the first time you heard...
Get in the game!
You heard that on
my God.
Sega Genesis?
Holy shit, this game is so cool!
It's hooked! Ah, it's incredible! We live in the future!
What?
Man, I don't know. Maybe it was launch? I don't know. Remember or care. So you got to pick your jet ski.
Yeah. I don't
and
think
there were power-ups.
You wouldn't have had it was power-ups that happened in the race. It's not like you could trick it out on like a profile.
Yeah, I
like
don't,
nah.
Right.
Yeah, it's more like Mario Kart than anything.
Customizing it.
No. But there's probably like different like colors and like skins and bullshit like
cuz I think you could when the Pod Racer game came out. I think you could upgrade that.
Maybe. Was that game? I heard that game's actually kind of fun.
It is.
Unlike the movie itself.
Yeah. The movie's bad and Pod Racing is stupid.
Yeah.
It's cool that Greg Proops is the announcer on it. That's fun.
It's fine. But I've never really like Greg Proops is fine. Long. I don't want to sound like I'm shitting on Greg Proops, but like Greg Proops gets you out of bed? Not really. Like I'm not really that excited about it. He's fine.
I'm in the pro Proops camp.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know that much about him, so I don't know. He might be a monster. Everyone's a monster, so
that's true.
I hate endorsing anything anymore except for the 1984 classic film Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah, and those shirts that you like that gave you free ones to plug.
Oh, my friends at Ann Collar, you can go to bit.ly/niceshirtglenn and get, I think, a discount, or maybe I just get $4 if you buy one. I forget.
Well, just remember it's Glenn with one N.
Just one N on there. I forget the exact details of a real brand deal that I have.
God, you're such a good influencer.
Yeah. It's a good shirt.
All right. Well, let's take a break and do a commercial for not them, because they didn't pay us $8.
They paid me.
I hate you so much. When we come back, we'll have details from the official Wikipedia page for Wave Race 64.
Oh, yeah. Hey there, John Lunger. It's me, your co-host, Glenn Tickle.
Hey, bud, you don't have to introduce yourself to me. I know who you are.
I know. It's fun. It's nice to do it. I don't remember how to interact with people.
Yeah.
So I'm just, every time I see anybody, I'm just introducing myself now.
That's fair. I mean, in our defense, neither one of us was particularly good with interacting people before the last couple years, so it's only worse.
Met up with friend of the show, Jai Peck, earlier today.
Goddamn delight that
and
guy.
And boy. Big fan, but I can't hold a conversation anymore without...
Not a microphone in your face.
Yeah, I can do stand-up in this, and then just talking to anybody like a person is... This is a real challenge. Not because of him. I want to be clear. This was all my fault.
Well, I mean, you've spent a lot of time with your two lovely daughters over the last... Are you talking down to people? Have you noticed that?
I think that's what it is. I think it's because I mostly just talk to children.
Right. Okay.
Like, a lot of my stand-up is me talking about things that my children have said and how ridiculous it is. And I realized it's because they don't have a ton of practice talking to adults.
Just
and
you.
Now, over the past year and a half, neither do I. Mm. So I'm on their level of dumb things to say.
Well, hang in there, bud.
I'll try.
I think it gets better.
Who do we got this week? Who paid us $8?
Oh, boy, am I excited to tell you that this week's sponsor. Couldn't remember that word. Whew.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We've been inside too long.
Two-dimensional graphics.
Ooh, do you want to look at something but make it flat?
Yeah, stop at that 2D, baby. Got a piece of paper? You want to draw some stuff? Don't you dare add a Z-axis.
Do you get frustrated trying to use open source modeling and animation software Blender? Because working in a 3D virtual environment confuses you, and you've not gotten used to their grease pencil add-on for the 2D features, just use something else. Get some flat graphics in there.
Yeah.
Squish it down.
Do you have a 3D printer? No, you don't. Go fuck yourself. You have a 2D printer because you're a normal person.
Quit trying to make me get into 3D printing TikTok.
Oh, my God. Every other TikTok is like, look, I'm 3D printing the map from the Pokemon game. I don't care.
I also made an Iron Man helmet. Like, everyone who has a 3D printer, we all have Iron Man helmets.
Yeah. Like, wait, you have a 3D printer?
No.
You have an
Iron Man? Everyone who has a 3D printer has an Iron Man helmet.
Yeah. No.
Like, if you, and let's say I wanted to visually represent the idea that everyone who has a 3D printer has an Iron Man helmet.
Yeah.
I would get a piece of paper and I would draw one circle and I would tell you it's a Venn diagram.
Oh, wow.
All
that's
the people
good.
With 3D printers.
That's good.
And actually, I would draw two circles.
Yeah.
Because I don't think everyone who has an Iron Man helmet has a 3D printer.
But everyone who has
a 3D printer has an Iron Man helmet.
Yeah, that tracks. That tracks. Boy, am I glad that you drew that on a piece of paper, though, because it was very easy to comprehend.
What am I going
to
do, work with spheres like an asshole?
Fuck off, man.
Oh, get out of here, spheres.
I'm so tired of seeing in three dimensions. Sometimes I wish I could just see two.
We have depth. Shut up, idiot.
Ugh, God. Go play a fucking carnival game.
Hey, I remembered some of the other dimensions.
Oh, yeah?
You were asking me before.
Yeah, it was like the time travel episode,
several episodes ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one's which.
Uh-huh.
But one of them, we have height, width, depth, time.
Umami.
Then you get into the idea of moving through time freely. And then you have the idea of existing simultaneously in various times.
You know what? You're right. I do hate this. I'm glad we didn't talk about it.
So, like... when you get up to the eighth dimension, where my boy Buckaroo frequents in the jet car,
yep,
then like you're just existing across all things freely at all times. You're just like, I am here, I'm also last week, and I'm next to you and within you.
Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout to get half off your second dimension.
I'm within you. I don't even remember what the sponsor was.
All right, we are back, and I have up in front of me the official Wikipedia entry for Wave Race 64.
How we do? Was it great? Did we kill it?
I haven't read any of it yet, but looking at the pictures, the two pictures that I see, it is in fact a jet ski video game for the Nintendo 64. So we win. We did pretty well. I will say, Ford, who made the suggestion, you spelled Wave Race 64 wrong. You had it as one word. It's actually two words.
That means that you're not allowed to listen to the show anymore.
Oh, no. Ooh, that's going to hurt our listenership significantly.
It's in the bylaws.
Sorry.
It's not. You can listen forever. Yeah. Tell friends. Yeah. Listen with people, but all on your phones with headphones on. Like, you can't put it on speakerphone and listen to eight people.
Everybody's got to be listening.
On their own device, we need the downloads.
We recently found out that we're doing relatively well in Saudi Arabia.
Really?
I think that's what you emailed. Is that the country that you said that we were doing okay in? According Maybe. To that very, very legitimate email you received?
Yes, we did get...
Yeah, look, a crown prince from Saudi Arabia emailed Glenn about this.
What a good podcast we have.
Oh, boy. Anyways, Wave Race 64 is a racing video game developed by Nintendo EAD and published by Nintendo. It was released for the Nintendo 64 in 1996 and is a follow-up to the 1992 Game Boy title Wave Race. Most of the game involves players racing on a jet ski on a variety of courses while successfully maneuvering the vehicle around various buoys.
Oh, yeah, you got to get around buoys.
Oh, my God.
What else are you going to get around on a jet ski?
Right? Like, was there like just like a dolphin like dicking around on the surface?
Probably like in the background.
Maybe.
And Echo the Dolphin. In 1996, everyone's like, oh, it looks so good.
Great video game for the Sega Genesis. Never beat it. Very hard. Fun, though.
I also never beat it. I played it, and I was like, yeah, this looks nice. Yeah. It's nice. There's a game I think I had for the PS3 where I don't know if you can beat it. I don't know if there's an objective. You're just basically like... space scuba diving, like you're in like an alien ocean, you just swim around and you look at stuff. I'm like, I don't know if there's a goal here, but
it's fun.
It's nice. You pop it on, you swim around for like half an hour, and then you play a better game.
A multiplayer mode where two players can compete against each other on a chosen course is also included. No mention of kissing.
Well, you got to unlock the bonus features.
The game supports the controller pack, which allows players to transfer save data from one game cartridge to another. End of opening paragraph.
We won.
Yeah. Well, there is the second paragraph in the top section. You want me to dive into that anyways?
Fine. All right. Take this away from me.
No, I'm not going to.
Ruin me, Daddy.
Originally referred to as, quote, F-Zero on water, which, you know, if I was going to be pitching a video game at that time, makes a ton of sense.
Sure.
F-Zero being that futuristic racing game for the Super Nintendo. That was fine.
Some fun levels in Mario Kart. Yeah. Come from F-Zero.
Yeah. The game was intended to feature high speed boats with transforming capabilities, but those were ultimately replaced with jet skis. Shigeru Miyamoto felt that the game would not be differentiated enough from other titles on other systems. Wave Race.
Like that boat game you said.
I think so, yeah.
So again, we win.
Tropic Thunder.
That's
a movie. Hydro Thunder. There it is. Wave Race 64 received acclaim from critics who praised the game's satisfying controls and dynamic watery environments.
That environment's so damp. I'm going to give this 9 out of 10.
The game is credited for helping Nintendo effectively make its paradigmatic. I've never heard. I mean, like, yeah, it's paradigm, but with, like, attic at the end. Paradigmatic leap. From its 16-bit 2D graphics to the Super Nintendo Entertainment System to the Nintendo 64's 3D capabilities. It was re-released for Wii and Wii U's Virtual Console in 2007 and 2016, respectively, and a sequel, Wave Race Blue Storm, was also released in 2001.
Can I play this on my Switch Virtual Console when I get home?
I mean,
I'm not gonna, but I could, maybe.
I don't think so, maybe. I don't know.
I'm probably gonna just keep playing Dr. Mario.
I mean, I can keep scrolling down here.
Why? We won already, I said. Remember?
I think the final section on this page, which is not that big of a page, it's fine, but there's a heading called Legacy, and I'm just curious.
Legacy.
Yeah, it feels a little, that feels like a bit much, right?
Okay, so we've mentioned in the past that we end every episode with suggesting a fake fact.
And the word every there is a little loose.
I would say 70 to 80%.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? It's lower. Yeah. There was a streak there where we forgot. Quite some time.
Probably a year.
Probably it's probably less than
that. Yeah. I mean, for those that are new to the show,
you can't check.
Yeah, you can't check because we switched hosting platforms and we're lazy. But we have been doing this for 3 years now. It's been a hot sec. I mean, we're approaching the end of Wikipedia, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. We've probably got 2-3 weeks left of entries and then
tops, but we can milk that for another 3 years because we're so bad at scheduling.
Yeah, definitely. What was I saying?
Fake fact at the end of
it. Oh, yeah. So this one, put a real fact in Legacy section of Wave Race 64 that it was a topic on this show.
Oh, yeah, that is technically true.
We're now part of Wave Race 64's Legacy.
Yeah, update that for us. We refuse to because we have standards, and that would be real dirty if we, as the ones who are saying this, did
that would
it.
That would taint the system.
But if one of you fans did it, you wouldn't even be fucking around with anything. You'd just be adding
just
to the
a
factual
fact.
Nature.
We're carrying on Wave Race 64's proud legacy. All proud right. 15-year.
Here we go.
There
are three short paragraphs in the legacy section, so buckle up.
Three, boy.
Buckle up. If jet skis had seatbelts, we would need to put them on. After its release on the Nintendo 64, Wave Race 64 has been included in several top 10 lists.
Top 10 jet ski games. One I can't remember the title of.
All right. So Wave in Race. 1997, EGM ranked this game on its list of 100 best games of all time. Where do you think it landed?
69.
You're not going to believe this. 68.
Ooh!
so close.
I just said it.
That's
it
you
sex.
Do me and I owe you one, I think.
Sure.
It's a good street joke.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. In 1999,
Thanks, Uncle John.
Next Generation ranked it 20th on a similar list, commenting that next to Mario 64, no other game in Nintendo 64's launch library demonstrated more clearly the power of the new system.
Launch title. I said that.
There's like other lists of like blog posts and shit in here. This is honestly the addition of us into the legacy section of this page would actually make the legacy more robust and legit.
Flesh it out. Flesh that legacy, daddies. Little duty cyclers. Cycle your duty.
Yeah, and if you're, again, new to the show and you want to know why our fans are called duty cyclers, fuck if I remember. It's on an episode you can't listen to anymore.
I don't know at this point. It's got something to do with some machine process.
Yeah, like industrial processing.
It might even be from the zipper episode that we lost.
Who knows?
Or cares? Not us.
Yeah, I'm going to chalk this one up as at least a tie.
We genuinely win, though.
I think we win,
too. We hit all the big points. We got the year right. We knew it was jet skis. Mm-hmm. I said launch title several times. Yeah. I went back and forth on whether or not I thought it was. Mm-hmm. I don't remember where I landed, but launch title came out of my mouth a number of times.
It's true.
We didn't say top 100 games of all time.
Doesn't matter because you guessed so close to where it landed.
Yeah, I was one away.
Yeah.
And I mean, sure, I did just say the sex number.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a real guess.
No, but it still counts.
Yeah. What's number 69 on that list?
I don't know.
You're not going to tell me?
The list, we're not on the list. There's no, it's not linked.
How are you gonna do me like this?
I mean,
it's not linked. Citation needed.
Wait, no, there is a citation. Hold on.
You should link it. Wikipedia. Link your.
God.
Link
your it's chat. On page 116 of the November 1997 edition of Electronic Gaming Monthly.
Okay,
but
I'll
like
call my guy at.
Yeah, you're gonna have to
EGM.
You're gonna have to do some research.
I'll call Boris over there. Find out.
Ask your wife. She's
probably
ask your wife. She's a librarian. She's probably got a lot of microfiche.
She's got microfiche for days.
Microfiche for days. It's a good t-shirt. Improvised Wikipedia. Microfiche for days.
I'm going to make my wife that t-shirt.
Do it.
I feel like she would genuinely like it.
Well, this episode is Dan Ford's fault. I hope you're happy, Dan.
Dan, we hit all the big points, bud. Where do you think he would rank it, top 100 games of all time?
I don't think it cracks the top 100.
I don't think I could list 100 video games without looking them up. And I love playing video games. I've been playing video games almost my entire life.
I don't think
if I sat down with a piece of paper.
You're not giving yourself enough credit. I think we can do it very quickly. I'm not going to do it now because I don't think that that's interesting at all for anyone listening. And I'm just grateful that there's
Patreon
somebody
bonus
out there.
Content.
Yeah, it'll be a Patreon bonus content one day.
Me listing games in no order. Like I wouldn't be able to rank them.
No.
Because I would get upset because I wouldn't know where to put Dr. Mario because it's not the best game.
No.
It's the game I'm best at, and that's different. It's not even that good of a game.
Well, it's like, it's I think we, you it. Find where you rank Tetris, and then you rank Dr. Mario lower.
Well, Tetris is not as good. It's fine. It's not as good.
It's better.
There's...
When you
get into, like, the competitive aspect of it, there's more nuance to Dr. Mario, which is what I appreciate about it.
You might as well just tell me you listen to Joe Rogan. I'm tuning you out hard Jesus. Right now.
How dare you? That's slander, and I'm calling the police.
Oh, well, shit. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Hey, legitimately, tell some people about our podcast.
Tell 100 people. Make a list.
Make a list of your 100 best people of all time.
Yeah. And let us know who's number 69 on that list. And if it's not us, how dare you?